Hello, the 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 143. So we're saying our fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Then James 1:22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You're delivered from self-delusion where you are just a hearer of the word and not a doer. So we have looked at one group of hearers who are not doers, and that was what? The tares. The tares. I say the tares are unable. They do not have the DNA of wheat. They might look like wheat. I understand it's very difficult to tell the tares from the wheat. So very, very similar. But they are not able to bear fruit. They will never be able to bear fruit. They will not be able to bear fruit. Okay. So I want us to look at Matthew 7. That's what we've been looking at. Matthew 7, which talks about not everyone that saith unto me, verse 21, that saith, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, 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 will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And when you look at the word Lord, Lord means that anybody who has influence, someone or something that has influence and authority and power over you. That's what you call Lord, Lord. But in the other episode, I said to you that you can call him Lord, Lord, but if he does not control your life, it is just mouth talk. It is mouth talk. It is not truth. It is just mouth talk. And many people are in that category who call him Lord, Lord. But so what controls them? It is not the Lord. And how would I know? Would Jesus have to come down from heaven and control me? No. Jesus has something here on this earth that represents him. And what is that? It is his word, the Bible. And especially if you are born again believer, then the epistles, the New Testament, the epistles, there are things written there to guide us, to help us, to cause us to do. The word will make you do the word. So when the word lives in you, it makes you do. You do the word. The word, there is like, the word is like a machine. When you take it in, then it begins to work in you. So he said that not everybody who says Lord, Lord, not all of them are doing his word. So, but they are doing his works. They are doing his works. So his works are very different from his word. His word is supposed to cause us to do his works. But we've got it the other way around. Rather, we do the works by ourselves. We try. And people say, I try. When you are trying, then there is something wrong. It's supposed to be the word that is doing the works. Are you hearing me well? Yes, it is the word. The word that helps you do the works. It is not you who is trying to do the works. So you see, people do not know who they are in Christ. If you ask them, new creation, what makes you a new creation? They don't even understand. Where is the life of God? They do not understand. What happens to a man who is born again? It's just something, you know, flimsy. When you do what is right and you are not smoking, you are not drinking. Oh, so prophetess, are you saying that? Somebody's saying, prophetess, are you saying that if when a born again believer is drinking and smoking, is it good? Is that what God wants? No, definitely. That's not what God wants. That God is not after any born again believer to go sleeping around and messing up. That is not it. But I'm saying that you become it before you do it. Become before what? Doing. We become before we do. You become first and then you do. You become first and when I hear a dog bark, it's no stranger to what, because the dog has the ability to bark. It's inside of him. It's right in him. when the dog is barking, it is because he has the ability. It's inside of him. That is his nature. It's in his DNA. That is why he's barking. And you too, why are you going to do the work? You're going to do the work because the word, which is the DNA of God, is inside of you. And it is the word that has changed you. Why have you become born again? Because we heard the word. Say, how can they hear unless a preacher is sent to them? How can anybody hear the word? How can anybody become born again unless they hear the word? So he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it's the power of God. Why is it the power of God unto salvation? The gospel, the hearing of the gospel, that is what produces the power. So the hearing of the word is what will produce the born again believer. That is what causes you to be born again. When you hear the word itself carries the faith. The word carries the life of God, carries the nature of God, and is implanted in your spirit. Then you'll be able to do the work. But many people are doing the work without the word implanting in them. And that makes it so difficult. Because then you try and you try and you try this and you try that. It's like, why is this so difficult? Christian, then we even sing songs that Christianity is not easy at all. It's very difficult. Meanwhile, if the word is in you and you're full of the word, oh, doing the work is just part of it. You will flow into it because the word is inside of you. I see the word in you. That's why this 5 minutes, the prophet is just 5 minutes daily, but it is working in you. This words I'm speaking are producing the works in you. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.